27-year-old Jared Chute, who's accused of possession of explosives in England and conspiring to cause explosions there. The court ruled that the two charges must be tried separately. The conspiracy charge will be heard in October, and the charge alleging possession of explosives will be heard at the court tomorrow. Three men are being held following a raid on the Bank of Ireland branch at University Road in Belfast. Two of the men were arrested inside the bank and the third was detained after a car chase during which police fired a number of shots. An undisclosed sum of money was recovered, as well as a hatchet and an imitation firearm. The strike on London's Underground will end at midnight tonight. Delegates at the NUR conference in Plymouth voted unanimously to end the industrial action. It was agreed that London Transport's offer of a return to work on old schedules while talks over long-term cuts continue should be accepted. Officials of the Conciliation Service, ACAS, are meeting a delegation from the union tonight. Transport representatives are flying down to Devon for the meeting. Meanwhile, following the ending of the National Rail strike, there was a gradual improvement today of train services as more NUR men turned up for work. Services are expected to be back near normal tonight.
Negotiations are continuing in Lebanon to decide the fate of Palestinian guerrillas trapped by Israeli forces in West Beirut. The PLO is reported to have put forward a peace formula via the U.S. Special Envoy, Mr. Philip Habib. It would allow them to keep a political office in the city and a token military presence. One local radio station reported today a big increase in the number of people fleeing from West Beirut. EEC leaders have ended a two-day conference in Brussels with a warning to the United States about its trade policies. They criticized the lack of use of American technology in a project to bring Soviet gas to Western Europe. They also expressed concern over U.S. duties on steel from Europe and condemned the tough American stance on agriculture. The EEC leaders warned of adverse consequences in relations with the United States. They have also called again for an Israeli withdrawal from the Lebanon. In Britain, the massive police search is continuing in North Yorkshire for the gunman who killed a police sergeant in the market town of Malton yesterday. About 800 officers, many of them armed, are taking part. Police think the gunman could be an ex-soldier. The North Yorkshire chief constable has said that the man had military experience and is a trained survivor. He's been described as dangerous and ruthless and has no compulsion about killing. He's said to be aged between 35 and 40, with dark curly hair and several days' growth of beard. Latest reports say that he may have again slipped the net.
The fourth and final test flight of the American space shuttle Columbia is still going smoothly, although one astronaut is not feeling well. Henry Hartsfield, on his first flight, is complaining of a queasy stomach and a headache. It's not unusual for astronauts to suffer from motion sickness in space, and he's expected to feel better soon. In the Soviet Union, the official news agency TASS says that the crew of their recently launched space station, including a Frenchman, have carried out experiments on the effects of antibiotics on microorganisms under weightless conditions. They've also begun an examination of distant galaxies using special precision cameras. And finally, in Madrid, an English football fan and a Spaniard were hurt in a fight over the Falklands. The 21-year-old Briton and his 19-year-old Spanish opponent suffered cuts and bruises, and they were taken before a magistrate. They were released without charges being preferred.
But here at Nova, we don't have any fights over football or any other sport, because we have Michael O'Brien at the sports desk.
Well, you're very kind, Bob. Thank you very much. And a major surprise in World Cup 82 with the defeat of World Cup holders Argentina by Italy. The game itself, very much a story of two halves, with the first Apache free ridden affair. Five players booked in this half, and Italy's defensive first half posture turned into an attacking one in the second, and their efforts rewarded, their first goal coming from Tardelli, the second from Cabrini, after Rossi found himself clear in the penalty area. Dino Zoff in goal didn't look his 40 years as he parried numerous Argentinian attacks with some first-class saves. Argentina pressed on and were rewarded with a goal from Passarella, a blistering free kick which practically tore through the Italian net. However, the Italians held on to record a memorable victory, and one which must have confounded only the most emotive prediction. So a victory, of course, which must have valued the British-Brazil-Argentina clash, which takes place this coming Friday. One sour moment, however, slightly marring the game when Argentinian defender Gallego was sent off, an extraordinary result of Italy 2, Argentina 1. This evening, the big clash in Group B when West Germany take on England. The English now with 9 consecutive national scalps under their belt and looking very good indeed. Ron Greenwood has named the same selection that defeated Czechoslovakia and France. West Germany have named a fairly defensive team with Rubash and Lipbarski out. Rummenigge is, however, fit to play. An 8 o'clock kickoff here. And so to Wimbledon 82, and almost a full afternoon's play today amidst brilliant sunshine. And with such a spell of prolonged action, the tournament organisers must be somewhat relieved to have caught up on a severe backlog of scheduled events. Quite a few surprises in the women's event this afternoon, with no fewer than five seeds going out. Amongst these was the number four seed, Andrea Jaeger, who went out in straight sets to Pam Shriver, also out in number 7-6-4-6-4. Number two seed, Chris Lloyd, didn't have it all her own way either, needing three sets to defeat Virginia Ruzic. Tracy Austin in good form, and she moved smoothly past Claudia Kutz. Billie Jean King continued her methodical progress, with her victim today being Wendy Turnbull of Australia. And Martina Navratilova retains her place in the championship and her number one seeding. In the men's event, Mats Wielander of Sweden, Roscoe Tanner and Vitas Gerulaitis progressed to the last 16. And Britain's Buster Mottrin maintained his position in the championship. Back to Brian for the weather.
Best before the weather, thank you, Michael. We'll have the financial report. The Irish pound against the pound sterling closed at 80.66. That's up 1.2 from yesterday. And the against the American dollar, 1.391. Financial Times Index was up 7.8 to 552. And now it is over to Brian for the weather.
Thanks, Bob. Here in Dublin, scattered showers dying out this evening, remaining dry overnight. A minimum temperature tonight of 8 degrees Celsius. Winds moderate to fresh, westerly in direction, becoming light and southerly. In the north, a few showers this evening, but these clearing to give a mainly dry night. Temperatures around 8 degrees again, winds light to moderate, southwesterly to southerly. And in northwestern parts of England, again a dry night, lowest temperatures of 9 degrees, winds moderate to fresh, westerly in direction.
And that's the Nova News weather and sport at nearly 9 minutes past 7.
Girls stay one step ahead when they buy clothes from 3 a.m. 3 a.m. ILEX Center and Irish Life Now. 3 a.m. where you get a free LP with every pair of Levi's purchased. 3 a.m. with a full range of Loyas denim cord and canvas jeans for only $9.95. Tops from $3.95 and jackets from $9.95. So be smart and check it out now.
Smart girls stay one step ahead when they buy clothes from 3 a.m.
Harris's of Angel Street. We are offering the very best in home entertainment and accessories. Come in and see our range of TV, video, hi-fi, domestic appliances and Maxell recording accessories. To all our video purchasers, we offer free membership of Video Library, free first 10 films of your choice, free a 3-hour blank video cassette. We also offer same-day delivery service and installation at no extra cost. We can arrange finance if necessary. Quality products at sensible prices. Harris's of Angel Street, just up from Dockrose.
At Superquinn Shopping Centre, wallpapers and paints at rock-bottom prices from Wallpaper World. A huge selection of latest wall coverings and Dulux Matchmaker paints, giving you any colour under the sun. Wallpaper World offer 5 litres of brilliant white emulsion for just £4.95. Herman's bring new value hairstyling to you. Herman's are offering new value hairstyles at real down-to-earth prices, plus your chance to win a holiday for two in the Canaries. Come on in and ask our stylist to create a new you today. All this and lots more at Superquinn Shopping Centre, Sundrive Road, Kimmage.
Think of something you've always wanted to do.
I'd love to sing on TV.
You could enjoy that dream and the chance to win the big £5,000 Family Dream Prize in the great 7-Up Can Make It Come True competition. Enter now. Get your entry forms on 7-Up bottles.
Hello, I'm Linda Conway and you're very welcome to the Tuesday Report. Today, Radio Nova celebrates its first birthday. But the station which pioneered independent radio in Ireland, broadcasting on 253 metres, is a few years older than us, and that's Radio Dublin. Well, today, Dave Harvey spoke to the man I suppose you could call the granddaddy of independent radio, and that's Eamon Cook. First, he started by asking him a little bit about his life.
Well, life, it's getting on a bit, I suppose, at 45 years of age. Been in radio for some little time now. Radio is the main preoccupation. Probably will be for a few years yet.
You were born in Dublin?
Born in Dublin, Glasnevin. Moved to Inchicore in 1961. And, well, as far as the radio scene was concerned, I didn't get into it in its beginning in Radio Dublin. Started up in 66 with Ken Sheehan and Roger Lloyd. A hobby, nothing else to compete with Radio Caroline. Used to operate weekends, Sunday evening, eventually branched into Saturday afternoon, extended bit by bit. Still very much a hobby. If we had nothing to do on a Sunday afternoon, the station went on. If it was nice and fine and the sea was inviting, well, I'm afraid listeners had to do without.
Well, before you got involved in radio, what was your first job?
Oh, first job. I've gone through a few. I was a clerk. I worked in the civil service. I worked for the post office. Decent people. And I've been around here, there and yonder. I ran an electrical and radio contracting business there for a few years, about 15 years.
Well, what made you start Radio Dublin?
I got a transmitter from Dr. John, of all people. Oh, way, way back, probably about 73. Just to have a look at, see, could it be improved? It was something like an old, battered up 50-year-old radio. That's what it looked like. Just had two or three valves in it, practically nothing. It probably had about 5 watts output. Very distorted. Thousands of harmonics just to wipe out the local radios and television. So eventually I got working on the equipment just to see what could be done in the way of improvements.
What were things like in those days in the way of record decks or tape decks?
Record decks, deck, I think you should say in those days. An ordinary little record player that dismantled a few wires and connected them into a terribly simple audio amplifier, and eventually it fed in to a transmitter just with wires running here, there and yonder, and the aerial then was connected, just a piece of wire out on the roof, maybe onto a television mast and down the block, and it worked.
And in those days it was from the front room of your own house?
It was. Before that, Dr. Don's back bedroom. Before that, Roger Lloyd's house out in Clontarf. And it has been around. It was up on top of the flats complex in Ballymun. It was in Crumlin. It's been around the place.
And in those days, what sort of reaction did you get from your listeners? You were on a small transmitter.
Small transmitter, great support from listeners, little doubt of that. It was more noticeable, I suppose, after some of the raids by the post office.
So when did you really first think that something big could come out of Radio Dublin?
Probably in 77. Then the demand was for more programming, roughly on the side we were doing it, was just music requests, the odd bit of information on what's on here, there and yonder. Most of what's on that went on radio was community affairs, sponsored walks, charity raising events and things like that.
Well, the raids began in 76, 77 in earnest.
They really did.
How did you feel at that time? Did you feel you might be thrown into prison or something?
No, we'd studied the law fairly well as to what they could and could not do. We knew what the post office and the guards were entitled to do, and the staff were instructed as to what should and shouldn't be done.
Tell me what would happen in an average raid, let's say.
Well, an average raid, you take some of the earlier raids going back into the 60s, Radio Melinda, which was back a long way back, 1966-67. It was operating in Sean McDermott Street in a basement. A raid there amounted to a number of squad cars, Black Mariahs as we called them as well. That's the big vans for loading lots of bodies in. Large policemen trampling down the basement, dragging everybody out, throwing them into the back of the van and off to Store Street. Everybody was charged, and their parents and everybody else was invited down to bring them out on bail and take them home. Now, the post office or the guards or anybody else weren't entitled to do any of it. They were entitled to come in and seize radio broadcasting equipment. And that was the end of it. They were entitled to ask who was responsible for it. If nobody admitted responsibility, well, that was just hard luck.
So how did your disc jockeys feel, particularly the younger ones?
Well, in those days, there weren't, fortunately, Radio Dublin ones, but the disc jockeys in Radio Dublin were told what could and couldn't be done. There was no need to give a guard or anybody else your name, address, telephone number, or anything else. You could tell them get lost. If somebody asked you, was that your equipment? Well, it wasn't. It was mine. I had to take responsibility for the equipment if the post office got to it first. If I got to it first, it was a different kettle of fish.
The high point of Radio Dublin must be around 1977 when the big marches began. Did you feel Radio Dublin was going to become a national station at that time?
Not national. We were never really national orientated. I was still local Dublin. We couldn't really cater for everybody throughout the country. There's different tastes in Galway and Cork and Donegal, and Dublin was our market as such.
We could tell you if the Residents Association in Killarden or some small little place out in, say, Jobstown, found they were holding an event, what they were getting money in for and all the rest of it. That was our market. We could relate to it. This jockey would actually know the area. Whereas Cork, it was someplace down the country, and that was it. We couldn't really relate to listeners far away.
Well, how did you organise the marches?
Well, the marches came about after raids. We had three successive raids inside about 4 weeks in early 78. The newspapers, I think, organised it better for us than anybody else. We were raided a couple of evenings around the 7 o'clock mark, then it came to 1 o'clock at night. And the publicity we got, we couldn't have bought such publicity. We had front page coverage for 10 days non-stop, and that helped us. And, of course, we used the airwaves as well.
Well, you were a superstar in those days.
Yes. Now I'm supposed to be a granddaddy of radio. It makes me feel terribly old.
What do you think of radio in the future? Where do you think the commercial scene's going to go?
It will continue on. It'll eventually settle into the same trend as in England, perhaps like America. A commercial outfit as such, I'd hate to see it getting completely commercial. I'd like to see it local based. Even in Dublin here, I'd still prefer it to be local based. Instead of what we have at the moment is a rat race. Everybody is increasing power. One increases power, like Radio Nova, and everybody else will chase after the same power level, including ourselves.
Well, let's get back to Eamon Cook, the man. Do you enjoy being on the air?
On the air, on radio, no. I prefer to be in the background. I can keep track of what listeners want on radio, their likes, dislikes and things like that, and try and get programmes organised around that. Being on radio, the news probably keeps me out front there. That's the Sunday afternoon news.
Where do you get all your information from?
Most of it comes in over the phone. If there's little rumours here, there and yonder, I do seek out here, there and yonder. At strange hours of day and night, of course, I could pop up here, there and everywhere, and have done. But the information comes in fairly accurate most times.
Have you ever been
and
wrong?
And most people, very, very seldom wrong, no. Most will deny the rumours for a while, like ARD at one stage there. Transmitters were up for sale and denied it until we threw it back at him that some poor lad down in Sligo was being asked for £10,000 for a transmitter that was worth £1,000.
Well, you don't like being on the air, but no. If you were playing music, what sort of music would you play?
Oh, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be able to keep track of music as disc jockeys can. A disc jockey can put on a record. He can refer to the artist on it, whoever it is, to say Blondie. He can tell you what the last record Blondie played, how far it got in the charts, and the one before that and the one before that. I wouldn't have that knowledge.
Well, so many well-known disc jockeys have gone through your ranks. Do you feel you've contributed to their success?
Yes, some of them have used it as a training ground. I suppose there's nothing wrong with that. I do like to see disc jockeys progressing. I'd like to see them especially going RTE direction.
Well, what disc jockeys have gone through your station?
John Clark on RTE. Well, I have a collection on RTE of Barry Lang, Dave Fanning. There are a number of others. Marty Whelan, that was Marty Hall at Radio Hall. Dublin. Yeah. Very good, very professional on with us, and still is an RTE, very good. I was glad to see him progressing.
So what do you want to do in the future?
I'd like to see licensed radio in. Again, I'd like to stay in the background on radio. I'd never like to be in the forefront. But I would like to keep track of listeners' likes and dislikes and just what should be put into programmes and taken out.
Finally, let's just go back to 1966 when you started Radio Dublin. At that time, did you ever imagine the radio scene in Dublin would develop the way it has?
No, there was no thought in the world of commercial radio as it is today. It was a hobby, no more. Just to keep listeners happy, keep the competition away, such as Radio Caroline in those days. It was well-liked, little doubt of that. No, we had no thoughts in the world of commercial radio. I think when it came to 77, there were thoughts along those lines, perhaps not commercial, the fact that we wanted to be licensed. We had applied for license in 76, again 77, 78. Always turned down, of course. But eventually we hope to get one.
What do you think the future holds license-wise in Dublin?
In Dublin, possibly two licenses going. It's very hard to say when. Unfortunately, it'll need a government with a majority in before it'll deal with the radio scene. And you can hardly blame them. Radio is a small problem, and very small compared to other things that are happening. And if you have a look at the finance bill that's passed through the Dáil there, barely made it with the support of John O'Connell. They're not going to risk a fall of a government over a radio licence.
So
who can blame them?
You see the present situation hanging on for
present
a while?
Present situation will continue at least until next year. You're thinking of next June at least. Another 12 months of radio as it is before anything positive will be done. And even at that, it's only guesswork. That's assuming that there'll be elections come November. And, well, maybe that'll straighten the situation out.
Well, if legislation was introduced, would you stay on the air?
That is a problem one. If you say yes, you're told you're being arrogant, you're flouting the law and all the rest of it. Well, I suppose the best way of answering it is we'll take the union's attitude to little things like that. They have a case of first in and last out, and we're in 16 years, so perhaps after the others go out, we'll have another 16 years to go. That would be a simple way of looking at it. A nice, polite way of getting across, yes, we'll stay on the air.
Well, I hope you do. Eamon Cook, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Old friends sat on their park bench like bookends. A newspaper blown through the grass falls on the round toes of the high shoes of the old friends. Old friends, winter companions, the old men, lost in their overcoats, waiting for the sun. Sounds of the city sifting through trees settles like dust on the shoulders of the old friends. Can you imagine us years from today sharing a park bench quietly? How terribly strange to be 70. Same years, silently sharing the same fear. Time it was, and what a time it was, it was. Time of innocence, a time of confidences. Long ago it must be, I have a photograph. Preserve your memories, they're all that's left you.
And that's it from the report tonight. Dave Harvey was talking to Eamon Cook. I'll be back tomorrow night after the 7 o'clock news. Good night.
For jeans and that kind of stuff, get it in the Gap. All the names that matter are gettable in the Gap. Ball and Atomic City for jeans. Rocky and Chow. Italian stuff in all the colours you want. Sticky fingers. Skirts. Jackets. Jeans. And your new clutter-free Nova t-shirt is exclusive to the Gap. in Henry Street, Grafton Street, Libby Street, and the ILAC Center. Get it in the gap.
Have your damaged or scratched car repairs estimated today. All estimates are free, and our rates, of course, are very reasonable. IPW and Rathmines repair crash cars, so phone now on 977-998. Don't forget, estimates are free, and all work is guaranteed. IPW 168 Upper Rathmines Road.
The Ragdoll Super Summer Collection is now in stock. Cockney Rebel cocktail wear. Dresses and suits by Regine. Stretch jeans and jumpsuits by GD's. Knitwear by Jody Knits. Qantas casuals, maternity wear, and Deb's dresses only £34.
And a huge selection all at half price at the Ragdoll Boutique, 24 Market Arcade, George's Street.
Jason May, Radio Nova.
kept swinging all day and all night. The champagne was flowing, we were feeling all right. They were screaming for breath, things started to shake. But Marie Antoinette said,
"We'll let them eat cake."
Now the rabble wouldn't have it, they was angry and mean. They built a big old razor called the guillotine. Then the people up and shouted, "We'll have our day. Down with dirty war, give us Perrier." I said, "Don't worry, you roll, things might get screwy, but then never lay a finger on good King Louis. Just keep your cool, don't fret, don't freak, or say, hey,
say what?
Say man, you think?"
Oh yes, it's good to be a king. Ooh la la, gee, but it's good to be a king.
Your fantasy is my reality.
You can be sure about one thing. Ooh la la, man, it's good to be a king.
It's good to be the king. And a boy said, "Louis, it's time to go." They put my neck on the block, they took off my wig, and it occurred to me this was the end of the gig. They asked me, "Did I have any last words to say?" Well, I raised my head and I hollered, "Hey!
Louis, it's good to be the king. Ooh, la, la, gee, but it's good to be the king.
Well, c'est la vie, make that my more.
You can be sure of that one thing.
That's right, two nice songs starting off Tuesday's program, 1974, Gloria Gaynor, Never Can Say Goodbye, and Mel Brooks, Good to Be the King. I'm Jason, good evening to you. Nice to have Captain Eamon Cook on the Tuesday Report. I did my first program many years ago on the old 253 from Cabra. Thanks to Captain. Without him, no John Clark and no Jason May. This is Elton John. Good evening.
Remember Belgium and the Brussels Museum, where we're piled on the front steps like stray cavaliers. Our code of living meant little to others. The few francs we saved bought some cheap souvenirs. But the red lights when the cat flies make it just like Belgium. See us face down on the floor, now the cheap bar. Just like Belgium, just like Belgium. Just like a hustler, when they look attractive, oh, it's nothing much more than a slap on the back. The price tag of being just a little bit different. The first rule to learn is to keep your own distance. But the red lights where the cat flies make it just like Belgium. See your face down on the floor, now that you fall. You are
it yourself? Then do it with first-class wood products and laminated paneling from HB Panels, Green Hills Road, Tala. HB Panels for quality chipboard and hardboard. HB Panels stock kitchen worktops and doors. HB Panels for a beautiful selection of Contiplast, Laconite and Icoplast paneling. HB Panels for friendly advice and information free. Doing it yourself? Do it right. Visit HB Panels, open 6 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. just behind Fairlane Motors, Green Hills Road, Tala.
Excusez-moi, s'il vous plaît, mademoiselle. I'm looking for the fantastic No Sagittaire Delicatessen.
Oh, you're going there too, are you?
Come here till I tell you. They've lovely cuts of roast beef and rolls of those, you know, the big long things, Mary.
Salami, dear. Oh, and you must try their beluga caviar.
The squeeze, Lorraine.
Superb prawn cocktail, camisola cheese and truffles.
Come here, mister. You know what? That one's nose is so high in the air. If she cried, the tears would run down our back.
Sagittaire Delicatessen. A taste of gracious living at the center of the Stanorgan Plaza.
Bond, the jewelers.
Diamonds, jewelry, bright ideas galore. Beautiful gifts that say forevermore.
Beautiful things from Bond, the jewelers. Where style, fine craftsmanship, and especially you get priority. Bond, the jewelers, opening soon, Henry Street, Dublin, Patrick Street, Cork. Bond, the name that's worth its weight in gold.
It's great to skate. It's nice on ice. Decide on a fun night out. Put a glide in your stride. Go ice skating at Dublin Ice Rink Dolphins Barn, Ireland's only ice rink. Once you've got the knack, you'll be back. It's cheaper than you think at Dublin Ice Rink, Dolphins Barn. Open 7 days a week.
The best music on Radio Nova.
Yeah.
so well from 1974, Mr. Murray, Barry Manilow, and the song was called It's a Miracle. It's Nova FM 88 on the Money 890 playing your favorites. Clutter Free, live from Herbert Street with a band called The Quick, Rhythm of the Jungle. And bring it on home, boys.